I'm John Osier with a Ready for the Holidays, at last edition of the Ozone Video Mailbag. And Ted from Sao Paulo, Brazil writes, shoot us straight for once. The playoffs?
Playoffs?
Is there really a chance? Slow down. The Jaguars must get better in a lot of areas. Pass rush, pass protection, red zone, turnovers. Those things will make it tough. But you know what? Late season runs aren't supposed to be easy. Is there a chance? Yeah. Now Joe from Mexico City writes, the whole bold rush, gold uniform thing, it really seemed to take over the bank on Thursday. You're a pretty low-key guy, so I don't imagine you caught gold fever, did you?
From Mr. Goldfinger.
Now Ryan from Jacksonville writes, the Jaguars have life. A month ago, I'll be honest, I thought this was a disaster. What happened? A favorable schedule and young players are starting to figure out how to win. But let's not look past coaching. Gus Bradley took a lot of heat early in the season. I imagine he'll keep taking heat. But this team is won in part because the players believe in the direction. The late game effort, give Bradley credit for that. Now Ralph from Moscow, Russia writes, are you ready for the holidays? Are you zone? Krimma! Now Ralph from Moscow, Russia writes, not that holiday. Thanksgiving zone. Thanksgiving. Oh, you mean the cranberry sauce thing. Happy Thanksgiving. Grandma. Now Louise from Clayton, Georgia writes, Pro Bowl Jaguars, go. Well, Telvin Smith, Allen Robinson, Roy Miller. I don't know that all will make it. Actually, I doubt all will make it because the Pro Bowl is very much a reputation thing as much as it is a merit thing. But all three of those guys, they merit it. Now Nathan from Casper, Wyoming writes, best free agent signing so far. Well, Devon House with a nod to Jared Otter. Otter is playing better by the week, but House is making plays every week. His forced fumble recovery on Thursday, that was just his latest big play. Now Hank from Nashville writes, okay, I get it with the gold stuff and the pilgrim hat stuff, but can you be serious for a bit on this holiday week? Just tell us what you're thankful for. Well, I can be serious. And aside from the obligatory nod to this, and a second look at this, you know what I'm seriously thankful for if I'm a Jaguars fan? A 2-game winning streak and 3 victories in 4 games. I'm thankful the rest of the division has struggled. But more than that, I'm thankful for the development of this guy, even with the picks and mistakes. I'm thankful for this guy keeping the team together. If I'm a Jaguars fan, I'm thankful for this guy developing, and I'm thankful for this guy, and these guys. I'm seriously thankful for this guy, because he signed in the offseason. And you bet I'm thankful for this guy and this guy. Mostly, if I'm a Jaguars fan, I'm thankful to be 4-6 and in this thing, because the only thing better than the holidays is meaningful football at the holidays. And for the first time in a long time, that has a pretty good chance to happen around here. You think that was serious enough for him?
Yeah, Zone was good. It was great. Nice job, man.
Mr. Goldfinger.
I love gold.